back in your dating day, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
How would you maybe after having an experience that was less than desirable, would you ever warn other girlfriends against
really,
a guy?
No, there wasn't really a way to do that. Like putting anyone publicly on blast. And I never had an experience where I thought like I needed to do
to,
that.
To like warn someone like... Yeah. A friend of yours who was like, hey, I was thinking about dating such and such. And you're like, ooh, well, no. I saw him like last year and not a great guy.
Never had to do that. Thank goodness.
I know that there are Facebook pages where it devoted to this sort of thing. Like,
yes.
Like we may be dating the same guy or
right.
something like that, where people can kind of put a photo up and go, hey, I realized that the guy I met for Tinder has a wife or has a girlfriend or whatever. So we may be dating the same guy. You know, it's him.
A different dating world than when I was in the dating world, I feel like.
So this QR code / sticker appeared on a light post outside of a Starbucks here in Louisville.
Now it's got his name and his picture. And it says, I guess maybe if you scan the QR code, maybe it takes you to his dating profile. It says he's a love bomber, master manipulator, pathological liar, serial cheater, abuser, and gaslighter. And then you dive into the comments.
Yeah, yeah.
And learn some more tea.
I was going to say, you see his photos there.
Yep.
And by the way, a lot of the comments were like, don't scan the QR code. Could be a trap or whatever.
Yeah, malware.
Yeah, for sure.
But the comments, she has a QR code and everything. I went to Starbucks for the coffee, got all the tea.
That's right.
Also found out the location, Central Station on 3rd.
All right, the
and
Starbucks there.
There's another one on Frankfurt Avenue, not far from the library.
Oh, that has this sticker on
it? Yep, so it's more than one location. Fella has two families going on at the same time. The ladies found out about each other, and one is creatively petty.
Now these are just comments.
They're the comments.
We have no idea if they're based in fact.
Filling in the blanks, though. They found more victims. Oh, well, he told me his name is Adam. Met him on Bumble. He's a corporate manager or a cell phone provider. I left the name
out. So, his name on the sticker says David.
Uh-huh.
So that's
apparently he's also going by Adam, according to one of the commenters. What would a woman ever see in a guy that looks like that? What grown man gets a haircut like that? Now they're just attacking.
Come on now. Come on now. I have hair issues. So let's let's lay low on the hair.
This is why you don't date a graphic design major with an Office Depot membership.
This is very true.
That is
like
true.
This is a very creative way
absolutely.
Of telling women that, hey, this guy I met and dated is a dog.
He is a fraud. He's going by multiple names, might have some families out there. Not good.
So apparently there is another one that is popped up on outside of a Taco Bell on campus.
Oh, wow.
So stickers are being put up just about everywhere.
Well, when you take the time to design a sticker like that, you should probably spread it around.
Yeah. So apparently it's David, a.k.a. Adam.
And I'm assuming these are popping up at places where he might go.
He might go and see.
I feel like they're strategically placed.
Man, what do you have to do to have retaliation like
that? Have a couple of families, use a couple of different names, and date a bunch of women at the same time? Maybe that.
Is that what it is?
Maybe that's that.
Is that what it is?
Maybe if you're just a nice guy and you conduct yourself honorably and you date one woman at the same, at once.
Then you don't get QR codes and stickers.
Then you don't get QR coded and a sticker and show up on Reddit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think if, just a nice guy who dates one person, if it doesn't work out, you break up and then you go find someone else to date. That's typically the way it'll work and you should be fine.
If you've got an interesting story about how you found out or what you did to retaliate against a cheater.
It's pretty clever.
Or someone who you found out wasn't a legit, would love to hear your story. 502-795-1997.
I'm sure this guy's probably popped up in one of those Facebook groups. Are we dating the same guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
but
that has to be the logical sister motive.
Right now, the bar is at creating stickers
yeah.
with QR codes with
which
the
you
face,
may or may not scan.
With the face of the dude that did you wrong and sticking them around town.
Wow. Now, if this is just a scam for malware and trying to hack into your devices, shame on you, because that poor guy might be innocent.
Yeah, and we might be directing you towards malware. So
exactly. So proceed with caution.
We will tweet out the Reddit thread so you can kind of see and investigate
more.
Yourself. Yeah,
those are the highlights we found
at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, like I said, if you've got a story about how you retaliated in a interesting way, unique way, uh-huh. let us know. 502-795-1997. There's a guy who's being thrown under the bus. His name could be David. Name could be Adam. He's apparently a serial dater. He's got a couple different lives he's living.
Apparently, according to the comments.
According,
if we're believing the tea in the comments.
Yeah, and the stickers that have been found around town
yeah.
with his face likeness.
And a QR code.
Right.
It maybe takes you to some dating profiles, not sure, or malware, not sure.
Yeah, so we thought that was kind of a creative way to retaliate or confront the cheater, maybe
sure.
warn others against
yes.
the cheater.
So they don't suffer the same fate.
Yep. And how did you find out?
Okay, so I found my ex-husband's dating profile on multiple dating websites.
Oh.
Created one, talked
oh,
back
gosh.
And forth with him for a while, and then met up with him and
Wait.
Handed him our divorce papers.
Wait, you found his profile, you created a fake profile, almost catfishing your own husband, and
Correct.
Then met up with him?
Yes, and gave him our divorce papers.
Wow.
Wow, that's savage, but perfect.
Over the course of how long did this occur?
So I kind of suspected for about 3 or 4 months, and then I kind of started digging. And so it was about 6 months of me kind of really digging
yeah.
and finding, like, he'd been talking to several people. And then,
gotcha.
Like, found pictures, found lots of things. And so then I started that conversation. We talked back and forth probably for a couple of months. And then I was like, yep, nope, I'm done.
How weird is it to have a secret conversation with your husband and be staring at him like right in the face?
That's jarring.
In your own
sure.
home. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was very odd.
Surreal.
Wow. Kudos to you for being able to...
Being strong
yeah.
and figuring out a very amazing way of presenting him with that. You got your evidence and you're like, all right, this is it. So I can only imagine his face. Was his face...
It was great. And I stapled the chats and the pictures of all the lovely conversations
gosh.
He had with other people to the paperwork.
Oh, you are
our
hero.
Are you in a better place now?
Oh, yes. My husband and I have been married for 12 years. We have a fabulous relationship, a wonderful children. It's amazing.
That's Love that.
Awesome.
Love
See,
that
is what was meant to happen.
That's right.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Ann.
That's the stuff legends are made of. She's a legend. That's amazing.
You got a chance to hear your boyfriend talk
yeah.
to a girlfriend.
First boyfriend I had when I moved in, moved here.
Yeah.
After college, we dated for 4 years. And when I was first tipped off that maybe I was not the only one
right.
in the relationship, I did overhear. They put me on three-way calling and then called him. And I just listened to their conversation.
Jeez.
There's just no coming back from that.
You can't really three-way call anymore, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess you can.
Yeah, you can.
I guess the person that initiates it will see the different calls connected on the phone.
Yes.
But the person that you call doesn't
right.
know. Okay.
This was on an
yeah.
actual phone.
No, I know.
Though, so
I know,
this
yeah.
Was
this
not
was
like,
back in the day.
Yeah, now you can see that there's more people on the phone. So
right.
it's probably harder to pull that kind of operation off. But I'll tell you, and then the most bizarre thing was we hang up after, and I tell the girl, thank you so much for
mm-hmm.
including me into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I call him, and he's just like, hey, what's it? Because he had asked her to lunch. She said she was busy. And then he calls me up. And he's like, hey, what are you doing for lunch? I said, I think you need to come home. We need to have a chat.
Yeah. We need to chat.
We need to chat. And that was that.
That was that. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories on 99.7 DJX.